بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم نحمده ونصلي على رسوله الكريم اما بعد فاعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم يا ايها الذين امنوا اذكروا الله ذكرا كثيرا وسبحوه بكره واصيلا صدق الله العظيم. Respected brothers and elders and our mothers listening over the receiver, we cannot stop thanking Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for all the favors and Allah Ta'ala's kindness upon us, that Allah has given us so many bounties. We cannot even enumerate all these bounties. The entire day went by today. From the morning right till now, so many ni'mas of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala we have enjoyed. And Allah hasn't asked us for one cent. Allah has not asked us for anything. We don't even deserve these bounties of Allah Rabbul Izzat. Sitting in the masjid, we've got the air condition on. We have cooled ourselves. This also is a ni'mat from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. There are places in the world, they don't have electricity, they don't have fans, nothing to cool them. It is only Allah's kindness upon us that Allah has given us all these ni'mats, and for this we have to make so much of shukr. There are physical ni'mats Allah has bestowed upon us. There are spiritual ni'mats. Allah has given us the chance of sitting in His house to take His name. And if we just ponder for a second, what a great ni'mat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala this is. How kind Allah is that Allah has chosen us, Allah has selected us to get together and take His name. Continuing from our Hazrat Damat Barakatuhu, Hazrat Hakim Akhtar Sahib, Damat Barakatuhu Al-Ali, Allah Tazakim Shifai Kamil Ajil Mustaqir Daim, mentioning different aspects of Dhikrullah, benefits of Dhikr. He says, Dhikrullah se sara alam qaim hai. Farmaya ki Allah ka naam aisa pyara hai ki sare alam ko jor deta hai. Allah hi ke naam se sara alam qaim hai aur قیامت بھی نہیں آ رہی ہے جب کوئی اللہ کا نام لینے والا نہیں رہے گا. تو قیامت آ جائے گی. What is the gist of this? Is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, because of His name is so powerful. Allah's name is so powerful that just because of Allah's name and people taking Allah's name, the world is still existing. So right till there remains one person in this world who will say, Allah, Allah, Allah will not destroy the entire world. But the moment this one person leaves this world, and there will be no person now to take the name Allah, Allah, then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will destroy the entire world. عن أنس رضي الله عنه قال قال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم لا تقوم ساعة حتى لا يقال في الأرض الله, Allah. Sayyidina Anas radiallahu ta'ala narrates the hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam that Qiyamat will not occur as long as there is one person still saying Allah, Allah in this world. Hazrat then mentions nafsi mutmainna. We had mentioned different types of nafs previously also, and we had explained nafsi mutmainna. But let's see what he has mentioned. The kalam of the Ahlullah, as we mentioned last week, has a different effect on our hearts. These are people who gave their lives in the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And therefore, their words have a different impact on our hearts. He says, فَرْمَايَا كَ نَفْسَ مُطْمَئِنَّ كِي عَلَامَتْ يَهِ هَي كِ اُسْكُ اللَّهِ كِي يَاد سے چین ملتا ہے. What is the sign of نَفْسِ مُطْمَئِنَّ? That person who takes the name Allah, takes the name of Allah, who makes the dhikr of Allah, then such a soul, Allah ki yaad se chain milta hai, this soul gets chain, gets serenity, gets peace, gets tranquility, gets comfort by taking the name Allah. Guna usko raas nahi aate. He finds this comfort when he commits sins. Because he's got such a pure soul, a soul that is content with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Soul that is enjoying the closeness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Therefore, any disobedience, anything this person does against the commands of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, this soul is not used to that type of disobedience. And then it will retract, because this is nafsa mutma'innah. Nafsa mutma'innah only gets chain and sukoon when the name of Allah is taken, when the person obeys Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So this soul is not accustomed to committing sins. Ek zarra haram lazzat ko gosha chasham se bhi apne dil mein dar aamad nahi hone deta. Agar ek zarra haram lazzat ka kabhi dil mein dakhil ho gaya to tarab jata hai. Allah ki duri par wo kisi hal mein razi nahi hota. The moment if this person has to slip, he's human being, he commits sins. One small sin he commits, and immediately he becomes restless. Like a fish that is pulled out of the water. It gets no sukoon, it is restless. It wants to jump back into the water. Exact like that, a person who has got nafsa mutma'innah, then by committing sins, he becomes restless. No matter how small this and insignificant that sin may seem. Or har waqt Allah ki yaad mein rehta hai. All the time he is engrossed in the dhikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Jisko Allah ke baghair ek pal ko chain nahi aata. Not even for a bat of an eyelid does this person get chain without Allah in his life. Or sif Allah ke dhikr or Allah ki itaat se itminan milta hai. He only gets his comfort and peace and serenity by taking the name of Allah and by obeying Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Tera dhikr hai meri zindagi, tera bolna hai meri maut. How beautifully Hazrat Damat Barakatuh has mentioned, tera dhikr hai meri zindagi. My life is taking your name. The moment I take your name, the moment I remember you, I feel life entering into my soul. Rasulullah has mentioned, مَثَلُ الَّذِي يَذْكُرُ رَبَّهُ وَالَّذِي لَا يَذْكُرُ مَثَلُ الْحَيِّ وَالْمَيِّتِ. The one who takes the name of Allah, he's like a living person. Life has come into him, into his spiritual soul. He feels energetic. He's spiritually uplifted. He feels the closest to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He wishes to be remaining in the masjid or in the itaat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. تَرَا بُولْنَا هَي مِرِي مَوْتِ. And the moment he becomes ghafil of Allah, or he forgets Allah, for him it is like maut that has come down. Death. So all the time he is taking the name of Allah. Or usi ki shan ye hoti hai, uski shan ye hoti hai, alladhi la lazzata lahu illa bi dhikrih, wa la ni'mata lahu illa bi shukrih. All the time he is only gaining lazzat, enjoyment in the dhikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The moment he enjoys any bounty of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, immediately he makes shukr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. There was a buzurg, Faqir Muhammad Sahib rahmatullahi alayhi, very great, pious wali of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He was in Makkah Mukarrama. Now this was the hal of this buzurg, that every ni'mat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, they would relish, they would enjoy, to such an extent that he's got a plate of food in front of him. As he picks up one morsel, before putting that morsel into his mouth, before partaking of this morsel, he would let out a cry. The other people then named him Sahib Bakka, because he would cry very easily out of the fear of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, out of the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. When he would take this one morsel of food, he would look at it. He say, Ya Allah, teri di hui ni'mat hai. Oh my Allah, this one morsel of food, this is from your ni'mat, your bounty. Now we just gobble up our food. No dua before, no dua after, no shukr. We don't even realize where this ni'mat is coming from, where it is going to, what is going to become. We need to appreciate Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's ni'mats. So, this person, he gets no lazzat, no enjoyment, except in the dhikr of Allah. And the moment he enjoys any ni'mat, he makes the shukr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Hazrat gives another poem. کوئی مزہ مزہ نہیں، کوئی خوشی خوشی نہیں، تیرے بغیر زندگی موت ہے، زندگی نہیں، کوئی مزہ مزہ نہیں. There can be no enjoyment. There can be no happiness. تیرے بغیر، without you, my Allah. There's no life. There is no enjoyment when Allah is not in our lives. If we don't have this taqwa, we don't have ita'at of Allah, we don't have the ishq and muhabbat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. A life without Allah, a life bereft of Allah, devoid of Allah, such a life is not zindagi. We can't really call that life. That is misery. That is wretchedness. That is zulumat and darkness. That is maut. So he says, koi maza maza nahi, koi khushi khushi nahi, tere baghir zindagi maut hai, zindagi nahi, oh my Allah, without you. There's no life, it is like a person who's dead. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us the haqiqat of his dhikr. May Allah give us the lazzat and enjoyment of his dhikr. May Allah give us the jaan and ruh in our a'mal, in our dhikr. May Allah give us that proximity to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Say, Allah ta'ala ke naam ki barkat. Look at the blessedness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's name. Allah says, Tabaraka alladhi biyadihi al-mulk. Allah himself has mentioned that his name is blessed. Alladhi biyadihi al-mulk, in whose control is the kingdoms, the sovereignty, the skies, the earth, the universe, everything is in whose hands? In that Zat which is blessed, Tabaraka, full of barakat. Allah Ta'ala barakat wala hai. Aur itna barakat wala hai, ke jo unka naam leta hai, usme bhi barakat a jati hai. Allah is so full of barakat, that whoever takes the name of Allah, he will find barakat in his life also. Now barakah, we can go and explain, elaborate on that inshallah some other occasion. How much of barakah we find the moment Rasulullah came into this world, what barakah he brought. Throughout his life there was barakat and barakat. Why? Because of the barakat of Allah Rabbul Izzat. Tabaraka alladhi biyadihi al-mulk. Palne wale ka naam muhabbat se lijiye. When we take the name of Allah, and we've mentioned many times now, when we take the name of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, we must take it with love. In this world, Allah save us from illicit relationships. But just as an example, a person is madly in love with some person. I'd rather see a man in love with a woman, because today, respected brothers and elders and sisters, the type of questions we get is homosexuality. They try to justify it from Quran and astaghfirullah. When our hearts have become dead, when we are spiritually dead, now we will look for silly excuses. And we try to make things seem as though there is some type of permission to be gay or to commit these heinous acts of homosexuality. May Allah Ta'ala save us, save our children, save our family members. So if a man is in love with a woman, then when he will call her, he will call her in the most sweetest ways. He will take his time when he calls her. He will make sure he pronounces her name correctly. And he will say it in the way that is soothing to her. Why not when we take the name of Allah? Allah who is our real lover, our real beloved. That Allah who is our palne wala, Rabb, the one who has nurtured us. Hazrat ne apne waaz tazkiyatun nafs ki ibtida mein ye ayat tilawat farmayi hai. وَذْكُرْ اسْمَ رَبِّكَ وَتَبَتَّلْ إِلَيْهِ تَبْتِيلًا رَبُّ الْمَشْرِقِ وَالْمَغْرِبِ. Allah talks about himself. Allah says, remember or take the name of your Rabb. Take the name of your Rabb. Who is Rabb? Palne wala. So Hazrat phir un ayat ki tashreeh mein farmaya ki Haq subhanahu wa ta'ala farmate hai, hamara naam lo. Allah says, take my name. Hazrat Hakim al-Ummat Mujaddid al-Millat Maulana Shah Muhammad Ashraf علی صاحب تھانوی رحمت اللہ علیہ فرماتے ہیں کہ اللہ تعالیٰ نے یہاں عجیب انداز عجیب عنوان سے فرمایا کہ اپنے رب کا نام لیجئے. رب کیوں فرمایا؟ رب کی معنی ہے پالنے والا اور پالنے والے سے فطرتاً محبت ہوتی ہے، اسی لیے اپنے ماں باپ سے ہر انسان کو محبت ہوتی ہے. حضرت ایکسپلینز مولانا تھانوی رحمۃ اللہ علیہ، وائی از اللہ مینشن وذکر اسم ربک، وائی ہیز یوز دا ورڈ رب؟ رب مینز دا ون ہو ہیز ٹیکن کیئر آف یو رائٹ فرام دا ٹائم یو آر یگ اور این انفنٹ. اللہ سبحانہ و تعالی ہیز ٹیکن کیئر آف اس لانگ بفور وی کیم انٹو دس ورلڈ. The moment we were in the wombs of our mother, Allah already took care of us. Parents in this world, their children have some type of bond, attachment to parents. Any child is fond of his parents. Why? He has seen that his father, his mother has taken care of him right from the time he is a little child. They buy him clothes, buy him food, provide for him, they care for him. He wants to go somewhere, they take him. So this child appreciates this person who is taking care of him, and that is his parents. So like that, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He is our Rabb. He has taken care of us from the time we are small, right till we leave this world. He has nurtured us. He is our palne wala, our nurturer. The one who takes care of us. Therefore Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, take the name of your nurturer. Take the name of the one who is taking care of you. When you were in the womb of your mother, when you were a little baby, when you were an infant, as you grew up to be a youngster, then an adult, then an old person, who has taken care of you? Who is your palne wala? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. عام لوگ ہر وقت سبحان اللہ پڑھتے ہیں، لیکن یہ ذکر اس وقت تک اثر کامل نہیں کرتا جب تک محبت سے نہ کیا جائے. مراد اس سے یہ ہے کہ بغیر محبت اثر کامل نہیں ہوتا، ورنہ اللہ تعالیٰ کا نام بہت بڑا نام ہے. اگر غفلت سے بھی زبان سے ان کا نام نکل جائے تو بغیر اثر کیے نہیں رہ سکتا. اللہ سبحانہ و تعالیٰ نیم has tremendous effect. Even if a person is not mindful and conscious that he is taking Allah's name, he says unwittingly, then too it has effect on him. So imagine when a person takes the name of Allah with full dedication, devotion, concentration, he's conscious that he's taking his name, the name of his Rabb, of Allah, and he's pondering over the qualities of Allah. He takes it with love and affection. As I said, then this person will receive kamil, complete effect. Person who takes the name of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala just like that, without any dedication, devotion, concentration, feeling and love, he will get some benefit. But the athar, the effect will not be kamil. Person takes it with love and affection, then he'll get complete effect. Kamil effect, and that's what we all want. He says, ek majzoob, jungle mein dua mang raha tha. Person mad in the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He was making dua in the jungle. Ya Allah, aapka naam bahut bara naam hai. Jitna bara aapka naam hai, itna hum par fazl o rahmat farma dijiye. Oh Allah, your name is so big, so great. How great your name is, equivalent to that, oh Allah, shower your mercy upon me. This is the dua he's making. Ya Allah, you're such a big person. You're such a great person. According to your greatness, you shower mercy upon me. Subhanallah, kya ajeeb andaaz. Kya ajeeb andaaz tha mangne ka. Baz awqat manzoobo aur aamiyon se aisi dua nikal jati hai ki bade bade hairat mein reh jate. As I see, sometimes an ordinary person, or even a person who's madly in love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he makes such du'as, such supplications, that even the learned people, they become surprised. They are taken aback. In such a beautiful way this person has called out to his Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. There was one person, and he made du'a. What did he say? Allahumma anta anta wa ana ana. Subhanallah. Those who understand Arabic will appreciate this. Absolutely simple way of saying something. Allahumma wallah, anta, anta, you are you. Wa ana, ana, I am myself, I am me. What does it mean? Wallah, you are you, you are so great, you are full of generosity, full of kindness. You are most powerful, you are aziz, you are hakim. You are ghafoor, you are rahim, oh Allah. And my me, I am weak. I am feeble. I am desperate. I require you, I am muhtaj. Wallah, you are ghani, I am faqir. So simple. Allahumma anta, anta. Wa ana, ana. We have heard the name of Khaja Azizul Hasan Majzub Rahmatullahi Alayhi. He was one of the Khulafa of Hazrat Thani Rahmatullahi Alayhi. When you talk about Ishq and Muhabbat, he had reached limits, the pinnacle. So close to Hazrat Thani Rahmatullahi Alayhi, we don't have time to discuss his biography now. But his Ash'ar of Hazrat Rahmatullahi Alayhi used to mention a lot in the dhikr and other gatherings. Hazrat Khaja Aziz al-Hasan Majzub Rahmatullah, in his kalam you will find Ishq and Muhabbat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. What does he say? Tamanna hai ki ab koi jagah aisi kahi hoti, akele baithe rehte, yaad unki dil nashin hoti. Tamanna hai ki ab koi jagah aisi kahi hoti, tamanna hai ki ab koi jagah aisi kahi hoti, akele baithe rehte yaad unki dil nashin hoti. It is my desire, my tamanna, that I can find such a place in which I could sit in solitude, akele baithe. Said, all alone in solitude. Koi jagah aisi kahi hoti. If there was such a place where I could just sit in solitude. Yaad unki dil nashin hoti. And just think of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And impress upon my heart only the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. When I take His name, it must have an effect and impact on my heart. Now this is the love and ishq of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Like this, there are so many other couplets. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us tawfiq and hidayat. I was just reading one of Hazrat Mawlana Abrar al-Haq sahab rahmatullahi alayhi, who was the sheikh of Hazrat Hakim Akhtar sahab damat barakatuhu. Mawlana Abrar al-Haq sahab rahmatullahi alayhi mentioned some couplet. And he says, Mujhe dost chhor de sab, koi meherbana pooche. All my friends abandon me. They leave me. Nobody worries about my well-being. Nobody asks me anything. Mujhe mera Rab hai kafi. My Allah is sufficient for me. I don't need any person. I've got my Allah with me. All of us have got problems. Sometimes we feel low. We feel depressed. We feel, where is this world going to? People harm us. People hurt us. They insult us. They cause pain. And suddenly when you require your friends, everybody disappears. Yesterday they were eating together. Today when I am suffering a financial loss, then all those people disappear. They don't want to hear of me anymore. When a person was healthy and fit, then his friends would accompany him. They go far and visit and tour everywhere. The moment he is bedridden, he's sick. He's got some disease. He's unable to move around. Yeah, perhaps once or twice they'll visit him, and if that's the end, nobody wants to know of him again. So Mawlana Abrar al-Haq sahab rahmatullah alayhi says, Mujhe dost chhor de sab, koi meherban puche, Mujhe mera Rab hai kafi, Mujhe kul jahan puche. Even if the entire world does not ask me of my well-being, nobody is bothered about me. Everybody abandons me. I've got nobody, nobody, nobody. He says, even if all this happens, Mera Rab hai kafi. My Allah is sufficient for me. Shab roz mein ho, aur yaad apne Rab ki. شب وروز, morning and evening, day and night. It is just me and I am in deep thoughts of my Rabb, my Allah.
مجھے کوئی ہاں نہ پوچھے, مجھے کوئی ہاں نہ پوچھے.
Nobody asks me. Nobody asks me anything. Nobody is bothered and concerned about me. Yes, nobody is asking about me.
مجھے دوست چھوڑ دے سب, کوئی مہربان پوچھے. مجھے میرا رب ہے کافی, مجھے کل جہان پوچھے. شب روز میں ہوں اور یاد اپنے رب کی, مجھے کوئی حال پوچھے, مجھے کوئی حال پوچھے.
May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us tawfiq and hidayat. If the entire mankind can abandon the person, does not want to help the person, or comfort the person, or give him solace, or see and visit him when he is sick, or when he is ill, doesn't make any difference. When a person has got in his heart Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he's got his Allah, his Khaliq in his heart. When Allah is in a person's heart, then the person is not bothered about anything else, and that is La ilaha illallah. And that is why we are making dhikr all the time, to take away ghayrullah from our heart. Take out everybody besides Allah. It is only Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And this is the conviction we have to have. And that is why when we go in the path of Allah, in da'wat and tabligh, then the effort is made so that this yaqeen comes into our lives. That only Allah is the protector. Only Allah is the nourisher. Only Allah is the sustainer. Only Allah can help. Only Allah assists. Only Allah provides. So similarly here also we make the dhikr of Allah. Take out and remove from our hearts the shop. We are thinking the shop is providing. It's my skill, my intelligence, my know-how, my health, my physical strength. We say no to all of this. It is only Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And take the name of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala with ishq and muhabbat, with concentration, with dedication, devotion. I mentioned now many times again, and people might think, why you keep on mentioning this? Because this dhikr that we are making in this manner, it is for the sake of ta'aleems, just to put us on the track and teach us how to make the dhikr, to get some feeling, and so that the remaining days of the week we make dhikr in solitude, or whenever we're making the dhikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then it becomes easy for us. We don't require somebody all the time to teach us how to make the dhikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So there's no need for any dhikr to be made in chorus. Each person makes his own dhikr without screaming or without making very loud. But you take the name of Allah with full devotion, full concentration, with love and muhabbat. Just think, everything in the world has disappeared. It is only you and your Allah. And remember, think of the couplets that we have mentioned, removing Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala from our hearts, and then we see what feeling, what kayfiyat we get. And even if a person gets no kayfiyat, because kayfiyat is not matloob, is not maqsood, that's not the objective. The object is to remember Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. May Allah ta'ala give us tawfiq and hidayat.
لا إله إلا الله محمد رسول الله صلى الله تعالى عليه وسلم لا إله إلا الله 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 محمد رسول الله صلى الله تعالى عليه وسلم لا إله إلا الله 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 محمد رسول الله صلى الله تعالى عليه وسلم إلا الله 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 إلا الله
اور میرے
بجائے آب و گل، درد دل ہو درد دل ہو درد دل، غیر سے بالکل ہی اٹھ جائے نظر، غیر سے بالکل ہی اٹھ جائے نظر، تو ہی تو آئے نظر دیکھو جدھر، تو ہی تو آئے نظر دیکھو جدھر، اللہ 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 اللہ، ہر تمنا دل سے رخصت ہو گئی، ہر تمنا دل سے رخصت ہو گئی، اب تو آ جا اب تو خلوت ہو گئی، اب تو آ جا اب تو خلوت ہو گئی، اللہ 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 اللہ، کوئی مجھ سے پوچھے میں کیا مانگتا ہوں، میں اپنے خدا سے خدا مانگتا ہوں، کوئی مجھ سے پوچھے میں کیا مانگتا ہوں، میں اپنے خدا سے خدا مانگتا ہوں، وہ ہو جائے میرا میں ہو جاؤں اس کا، یہی رات دن میں دعا مانگتا ہوں،
اللہم لک الحمد کلہ ولک الشکر کلہ، لا نحصی ثناء علیک انت کما اثنیت علی نفسک، اللهم يا اول الاولين ويا اخر الاخرين ويا ذا القوه المتين ويا رحيم المساكين ويا ارحم الراحمين يا ذا الجلال والاكرام يا ذا الجلال والاكرام يا ذا الجلال والاكرام يا حنان يا منان يا بديع السماوات والارض يا رحمن يا رحيم يا مالك يا كريم يا مغني يا صمد يا رؤوف يا رحمان يا الله يا الله يا الله، اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد وبارك وسلم، يا رب صل وسلم دائما أبدا على حبيبك المصطفى خير الخلق كلهم، جزى الله عنا محمدا صلى الله عليه وسلم ما هو أهله، اللهم إنا نستغفرك ونتوب إليك، اللهم إنا نستغفرك ونتوب إليك، فاغفر لنا وتب علينا، فاغفر لنا وتب علينا، فاغفر لنا وتب علينا، فاغفر لنا ما قدمنا وما أخرنا وما أسررنا وما أعلنا، أنت المقدم أنت المؤخر لا إله إلا أنت، يا حي يا قيوم برحمتك نستغيث، يا حي يا قيوم برحمتك نستغيث، أصلح لنا شأننا كله ولا تكلنا إلى أنفسنا ولا إلى أحد من خلقك طرفة عين، ربنا لا تؤاخذنا إن نسينا أو أخطأنا، ربنا ولا تحمل علينا إسرا كما حملته على الذين من قبلنا، ربنا ولا تحملنا ما لا طاقة لنا به، واعف عنا واغفر لنا وارحمنا، واعف عنا واغفر لنا وارحمنا، أنت مولانا أنت مولانا، فانصرنا على القوم الكافرين، ربنا لا تجعلنا فتنة للذين كفروا، واغفر لنا ربنا إنك أنت العزيز الحكيم، Oh my most beloved Allah, my most kareem, rahim Allah, Ya Allah, ہم بہت گنہگار ہیں، Ya Allah, ہم سیاہ کار ہیں، بدکار ہیں، Allah,
Ya Allah, we are full of faults, my Allah. We are full of sins and vice and evil, my Allah. Our hearts have become blackened, my Allah. Our hearts have become rusted, my Allah. Our hearts have become corroded, my Allah. Our hearts have become harder than rocks, my Allah. Oh, my Allah. But you are Ghafoor Rahim, my Allah. You are so loving, my Allah. You are so kind. Ya Allah, we cannot comprehend your generosity, my Allah. Oh, my Allah, you give so much and so much and so much, ya Allah. Despite us, the recipients of these bounties, not being worthy of receiving those ni'mat from you, my Allah. Ya Allah, you bestowed upon us iman. Oh, my Allah, what a great ni'mat. What a great ni'mat you have given us, my Allah. Then you have made us the ummatis of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Oh, my Allah, these two great ni'mats. Ya Allah, we cannot even repay you. We cannot even thank you, my Allah. Ya Allah, we cannot thank you truly, my Allah. Besides the thousands of bounties you have given us, my Allah, the food, the water, the clothing, the shelter. Ya Allah, forgive us, my Allah. Ya Allah, forgive us, my Allah. Ya Allah, forgive us, my Allah. Ya Allah, hum to bahut kamzor hai. Hum zaeef hai, ya Allah. Ya Allah, lekin tu qawi hai. Tu ghani hai. You are not muhtaj, my Allah. You are samad, ya Allah. Tu beniaz hai. Ya Allah, hum sarapa muhtaj hai. Ya Allah, we are muhtaj, my Allah. A muhtaj person goes to that person who is ghani, who is generous. Ya Allah, we are knocking at your door, my Allah. We are tapping your door tonight, my Allah. Oh, my Allah, open your doors of maghfirat. Open your doors of tawbah for us. Ya Allah, open your doors of rahmat for us. Oh, my Allah, don't make us leave this gathering empty-handed, my Allah. Ya Allah, you are too kind. You are too loving. Ya Allah, you show too much of affection, my Allah. You are too generous, my Allah. Ya Allah, you will never let us go empty-handed, my Allah. Oh, my Allah, if you shut your door upon us today, my Allah, there is no other Allah we can turn to, my Allah. Ya Allah, there is no other person we can go to, my Allah. Ya Allah, we will run away from you, but we will come back to you, my Allah. Because there is no other person, ya Allah. Ya Allah, besides us, ya Allah. You have got so many other makhluk. Ya Allah, although you don't even depend and need them to, my Allah. But besides us, you've got thousands and billions of other creation, ya Allah. But ya Allah, besides you, for us, we've got no other Allah to turn to, my Allah. Oh, my Allah, every single sin we committed, ya Allah, in the darkness of the night, in broad daylight, we thought that nobody was watching us, my Allah. Ya Allah, you were well away. You were basir, you were sami', you were aziz, you were hakim. Ya Allah, you knew everything. Ya Allah, you were watching everything. Ya Allah, despite our sins, my Allah, you concealed our sins, my Allah. You did not expose us, my Allah. You did not humiliate us, my Allah. You are ghaffar al-dhunub. You are sattar al-uyub. Oh, my Allah, you hid those sins, my Allah. Our parents did not know. Our wives and children did not know. Ya Allah, our friends and family members did not know. Ya Allah. Ya Allah, don't expose the sins of ours now, my Allah. Ya Allah, before maut comes to us, ya Allah. Ya Allah, before maut comes to us, my Allah. Before qiyamah can take place, my Allah, every single major sin, every single minor sin, knowingly, unknowingly, khata'an, amadan, nisyanan, ya Allah, whatever sins we committed, my Allah, forgive us completely, my Allah. Forgive us completely, my Allah. Allahumma innaka afuun kareem. Tuhibbul afwa. Fa'afu anna ya kareem. Allahumma ajirna minan nar. Allahumma ajirna minan nar. Allahumma ajirna minan nar. Oh my Allah, do not throw us into Jahannam. Ya Allah, the food of the people of Jahannam, as you have mentioned in your Quran and Majeed, would be boiling water. Would be pus and blood, my Allah. Oh my Allah, do not make us go near Jahannam. Ya Allah, we will not be able to take it. Ya Allah, when the lowest form of punishment is that a person will be made to wear iron shoes, my Allah, which will boil his brains, my Allah. Oh, my Allah, take us to Jannatul Firdaus, ya Allah, without any reckoning, ya Allah, without any reckoning, my Allah, make us be in their group, ya Allah. Oh, ashabul maymana, ashabul yameen, make us amongst the muqarrabeen, make us amongst those who will enter Jannat bighair hisab kitab, ya Allah, without any reckoning, my Allah. Protect us from the azab of the qabr. Protect us from the azab of Jahannam. Ya Allah, protect us from the azab of every, ya Allah,
serpent and every snake and every scorpion in the qabr. Ya Allah, Ya Allah, when we go into the qabr, make the qabr a rawdatun min riyadi jannah for us, Ya Allah. Make it be a garden of the gardens of paradise, Ya Allah. Make the cool breeze of jannah come, Ya Allah. Don't let it happen that when we go in the qabr would address us and say, out of all the people in the world, I hated you the most, I despised you the most, now see how I shall entertain you. And the qabr will close upon the person until his ribs will crush. Oh, my Allah, you are Ghafoor Rahim, my Allah. Ya Allah, despite our sins, my Allah. Despite our sins, my Allah. Ya Allah, you are kid. You show so much of affection and muhabbat for us, my Allah. Ya Allah, we have got great hopes in you. We have got great hopes in you that you will forgive us completely, my Allah. And give us tawfiq and hidayat to do good deeds, righteous deeds. Make our iman kamil, Ya Allah. Make our iman pukhta and strong, my Allah. Give us a strong iman. Allahumma amitna ala al-iman. Allahumma thabbitna ala al-iman. Wa amitna ala al-iman. Wahshurna yawm al-qiyamati ma'al-iman. Allahumma inna nas'aluka hubbak. وحب من يحبك وحب عمل يبلغنا إلى حبك. Oh my Allah, grant us your ishq and mahabbat now. Ya Allah, our hearts have become filthy. We've got malice and jealousy and enmity, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, we make ghibat, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, forgive us, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, we have become, Ya Allah, the cause of fasad, my Allah. We have become the cause of, Ya Allah, of you holding back your reins, my Allah. We have become the cause of so many masoom children not getting water to drink and the animals not getting water to drink. Ya Allah, it is because of our sins, my Allah. Ya Allah, we have become the source of fitna and fasad, my Allah. Oh, my Allah, protect us, Ya Allah. Give us hidayat, my Allah. Give us hidayat, my Allah. Give us ilm nafi', Ya Allah. Give us afiyat, salamati, hifazat, izzat, aman, chain, sukoon, rahat, protection, your marifat, your qurb, yaqeen in your dhat, my Allah. Give us your ishq and muhabbat, Ya Allah. Cleanse and purify our hearts. Hamari dilon ko musaffa, mujalla, muzakka bana. Ya Allah, remove the filth from our hearts, my Allah. Ya Allah, fill your love and muhabbat and the love and muhabbat of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam into our hearts, my Allah. Oh, my Allah, protect us from every evil. Protect us from every shar, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, protect us from the shar of the shirir, from the fitna of the fitteen, from the hasad of the hasidin, from the hit of the haqidin. Oh, my Allah, protect us, Ya Allah, from qarz, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, those who are maqruz, Ya Allah. Those who have got debts, my Allah, and they cannot pay off their debts, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, soften the hearts of the creditors, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, soften the hearts of the creditors, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, you create the asbab and means for them to pay off the debts, my Allah. Ya Allah, you give all of us halal, rozi, my Allah. Give us barakat in our rizq, Ya Allah. Give us barakat in our amal, Ya Allah. Give us barakat in our lives, Ya Allah. Barakat in our families and children, my Allah. Barakat in our businesses and shops, my Allah. Don't make us muhtaj, Ya Allah. Don't make one mosque of haram come into our bellies, my Allah. Don't make us take interest in riba, my Allah. Allah, protect us from riba. Protect us from zina. Protect us from every evil. Protect us from takabbur and anger. Protect us from malice and jealousy and enmity. Allah, protect us from the love of illicit relationships that people have, my Allah. Protect us from ghairullah. Ya Allah, you become ours. Ya Allah, tu hamara banja. Hame tera banale. Ya Allah, tu hamara banja. Hame tera banale. Tu hamara banja. Hame tera banale. Become our friend, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, include us in the list of your awliya. Include us in the list of your special friends, my Allah. Even if you put us right in the bottom of the list, my Allah. As long as we make it in your list, my Allah. In the list of your friends, my Allah. We hear names of awliya. We have seen awliya. We read about awliya. Ya Allah, when will you make us amongst your awliya? Ya Allah, there is nothing impossible for you, my Allah. Nothing impossible for you, my Allah. Overlook our shortcomings, deficiencies. Overlook our evil, my Allah. Overlook our faults and flaws and mistakes and errors, my Allah. Ya Allah, we blunder every single day and night, my Allah. Ya Allah, we slip, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, but we acknowledge our sins. We confess our sins, my Allah. We know there is only you we can turn to, my Allah. Ya Allah, give us the best of dunya and akhirat, Ya Allah. Fulfill each person's desires, my Allah. Especially those who have come here tonight, my Allah. From different places, from far and wide, they have come. Young, masoom children. They are ulama, they are sulaha, they are elderly people with white beards, my Allah. From all profession, my Allah. Oh, mothers and sisters listening over the receiver, my Allah. Ya Allah, each one has some tamanna. Each one has some desire. Fulfill each person's desire, my Allah. Ya Allah, remove all our difficulties, ya Allah. Oh, my Allah, there are so many people who are sick and ailing in the hospitals, ya Allah. So many, from young, masoom children, ya Allah. Young infants, ya Allah, in hospital, ya Allah. What pain they are going through, my Allah. Ya Allah, there are people, ya Allah, who are elderly, ya Allah. They've undergone operations, my Allah. Different types of operations. Ya Allah, they beg for du'as on their behalf, ya Allah. Ya Allah, you have raham on them, ya Allah. Give each one of them shifai kamil, ajil, mustaqir, daim. Protect us also from those deadly diseases, my Allah. Ya Allah, oh la marhumin, ya Allah. Oh la marhumin, especially from our family, friends and relatives, my Allah. Oh mashayikh, ya Allah. Oh ulama, sulaha. Ya Allah, especially Hazrat Rahmatullahi alayhi, ya Allah. Ya Allah, give all of them jannatul firdaus, my Allah. Ya Allah, forgive all the marhumin, ya Allah. Give them jannatu firdaus. Give their family sabr jameel, my Allah. Allahumma rizukna shahadatan fi sabilik. Wal mawta bi baladi habibika sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Grant us shahadat in your path, my Allah. Give us mawt in Madina Sharif, my Allah. Ya Allah, this is the only hope we can have, ya Allah. Otherwise, we've got no good amal to present before you, my Allah. We've got nothing, my Allah. We have got no ikhlas, my Allah. Ya Allah, our actions are only full of riya and ostentation and show, my Allah. Give us ikhlas. Grant us ikhlas. Use us for the khidmat of your deen with ikhlas and maqbooliyat, my Allah. Ya Allah, become, ya Allah. Ya Allah, become our friend, my Allah. Oh, my Allah, grant us burial in Jannatul Baqi, my Allah. So that we can stand up on the day of Qiyamah. Be raised in the company of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Sahaba ikram, my Allah. Ya Allah, grant us, ya Allah, water from the Hawd al-Kawthar, the Mubarak hands of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Ya Allah, make him be waiting for us on the day of Qiyamah, my Allah. Make us go running towards him, my Allah. Ya Allah, make him open his arms, ya Allah, and embrace us, my Allah. Make him be smiling at us, my Allah. Ya Allah, we just want to place our heads on his Mubarak shoulder. Don't make him chase us away from there, my Allah. Ya Allah, what are we going to present, ya Allah, to you on the day of Qiyamah? What face are we going to face, our beloved Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? Sahaba ikram would come with different sacrifices, ya my Allah. Ya Allah, with wounds of spears and arrows on their body. They became shuhada, so many of them, my Allah. They made great sacrifices and qurbani. You know, we have made nothing but we just complain and complain and complain and make shikayat against you, my Allah. Oh my Allah, forgive us, my Allah. Forgive us, my Allah. Give us the best of dunya and akhirat. Ya Allah, there are so many young youth, ya Allah, who are looking for suitable marriage partners, my Allah. Ya Allah, find them suitable partners, ya Allah, quickly, ya Allah. Ya Allah, give them a happy, blissful life, ya Allah. Make them get nikah according to Shariat, ya Allah. Protect them from zina, my Allah. Those who are married, grant them pious children, my Allah. Ya Allah, those who got children, ya Allah, make the children the coolness of the eyes, make them atqiya, sulaha, abrar, ya Allah. Ya Allah, make our children huffaz, ulama. Ya Allah, keep them in good company. Protect them from taking drugs and having bad habits, ya Allah. Ya Allah, protect our parents, our wives and children, our family members, our relatives, ya Allah, our neighbors, our mutalliqeen, our musallis, ya Allah. Especially of this masjid, ya Allah. Oh, my Allah, grant each one, ya Allah, afiyat and barakat. Pour your barakat upon each one of them, ya Allah. اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد وبارك وسلم ربنا هب لنا من أزواجنا وذرياتنا قرة أعين واجعلنا للمتقين إماما ربنا تقبل منا إنك أنت السميع العليم وتب علينا يا مولانا إنك أنت التواب الرحيم سبحان ربك رب العزة عما يصفون وسلام على المرسلين الحمد لله رب العالمين.